If you've been getting triggered a lot lately in your life and are feeling uncomfortable, in this episode, we will talk about how to move through those feelings in a healthy way. See, our wounds are going to mirror our experiences. The people, the situations, and events that come into our life will trigger us to show us what needs to be healed. So it's important for us to find a healthy flow to work through our triggers and our healing. So let's talk about it. What are wounds? Wounds are emotions or traumas that we carry from past experiences or situations. So in your past, throughout life, you have gone through experiences that have hurt you, that have made you feel scared, that have made you feel things and have left an imprint of emotions in your energy field, right? So then what happens is we get triggered by people, by situations or events, and those are wounds or emotions that are presenting themselves to be observed or healed, right? And those emotions could be anger, that could be frustration, it could be sadness, right? And so much more. So if we get triggered and these emotions arise, what happens is we tend to displace the emotions to what is in front of us. We want to blame the person or the situation that's in front of us, right? So let's do an example. Let's say that my business partner calls me, right? And they're like, hey, we've got this new project coming in. Can you take it on, right? And you say yes, but you're already working 80-hour weeks. You're already taking on all the projects. You're overwhelmed. You're stressed. You have no home. You have no outside life, but you say, yeah, sure, right? You get off the phone. You finish working. Your partner comes home and says, hey, do you mind doing the laundry this week? And you explode on your partner, right? You get triggered, right? That's where you explode, right? There's a trigger. You explode and you're like, why, blah, 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 right? And you freak out on them. You have all these emotions that come out and freak out on them. And then we're like, we blame them. Why do I have to do everything around here? This and that, whatever those emotions are, we tend to displace it and take it out on the other person. Now, are we really mad or upset or angry because our partner asked us to do laundry? That's silly. No. Are we really frustrated because our partner called us and asked us to take on a project and that just makes us so angry inside? No. If you look at the overall picture, it's not a huge deal, right? It goes deeper. It goes deeper and deeper. There's layers and layers to that core emotion, okay? So it is important that we identify the root cause and the patterns of our emotions that we carry in our life and work on healing them, because otherwise the patterns are going to repeat. They're going to intensify, right? The universe, creator, God, whatever you believe in, right? It's going to intensify and it's going to beat us down until we finally surrender to make a change, to finally surrender to look at the thing that we need to heal. And in some cases, we have no choice but to make that change. We have no choice. The choice has been taken away from us because we have been given this pattern, this experience in multiple situations, events, and people over and over and over for that emotion, that trigger to come up and for us to gain self-awareness to look at it. But we continue to suppress it. We continue to displace our emotions and our anger and frustration and blame it on others and never deal with it. Until we get beat down so much that we surrender and give up. And like I said, in some cases, we have no choice to make that change. An example in my life is work. If you know my story, if you've listened to my story, I became a workaholic. I displaced all of my pain from my past into work and had absolutely no life. And until my partner and I decided to go our separate ways after a 10-year relationship, I didn't want to look at anything. There was opportunity after opportunity, experience, person, triggers coming up consistently for me to look at them and I just suppressed them and continued to work. I displaced the blame and the anger on other people and distracted myself. And then I had no choice. Hey, this relationship is not working anymore. I need to walk away. There's no choice. So these are just examples. Your examples are going to be different. Your examples can be small. They can be big, right? No example is too small. Do not judge yourself. Do not compare your story to somebody else, okay? Do not compare your story to somebody else. Anything big or small is okay. A trigger, an emotion, a trauma, there is no judgment. There is no wrong. There is no right. There's just emotions, traumas. So once again, it's important that when we get triggered and these emotions come up, we need to start to look at them and break down and identify the patterns. Because if not, we'll continue to receive the situations, people, events, and experiences in our lives to show us and trigger the wounds out of us for us to heal them. And every time it's going to get worse. You get an experience, a feather flies by you. Do you have a choice to look at it or do you want to suppress it? Huh? Next time, bigger experience comes by. Oh, now it's a brick that hits you. Ouch, that one hurt a little bit more. Do I want to look at this and heal it or do I want to suppress it? I'm going to suppress it. I'm going to go on my social media. I'm going to scroll. I'm going to binge Netflix, TV. I'm going to emotional eat. That's me personally. I'm an emotional eater. I just eat, eat, eat when I have emotions that I don't know how to deal with. Where I want to suppress them, right? After the brick comes the car, and the car comes and runs over your foot, and it's like, boom, something hits you even harder. And you're like, what the heck? Why do I keep getting triggered? Why do I get fresher and angrier every time, right? And then, boom, suppress it. I'm going to go out with my friends and party and drink alcohol and do this and do that and pretend it doesn't exist and then just move on with my life. I suppress it. I don't look at it. I don't heal it. And then next time, you get hit by the bus and you have no choice. You have no choice but to speak up. Literally, no choice. And an example, let's do an example right in my life. I have suppressed my voice, my expression, my emotions growing up as a child, as a teenager, right? I had suppressed myself. Right? In the environment I was in to keep the peace, to make things happy, to not feel certain things, to numb myself. Right? Those are my wounds and my traumas. Right? So now I go into this business world. I go into this investing world. I'm working with high level business people. Right? In this business world. Now, I take on a project. Right? And I'm managing, I don't know, 10 people and about 3 websites. Take on that project, no problem. Doing my thing, living life, working on the projects, maintaining things, growing things. Everything's great. And then every couple months, those people come to me and say, hey, here's another project. Hey, here's another project. Hey, here's another. Oh, no problem. Sure, no problem. Even though now I'm working from 40-hour weeks to 60-hour weeks to 80-hour weeks to 100-hour, I just keep taking on more projects, more launches, more this, more that. I keep just taking it on. And I'm frustrated. I'm overwhelmed, right? I'm frustrated. I am overwhelmed. I have no home life, right? But I keep taking it on. Why? Because I don't know how to speak up. I don't know how to speak up for myself. I want to keep the peace. I don't want to upset anybody. So I don't want to speak up. I'm just going to numb it down and do what I need to do to get it done. No problem. Right? And what happens then? People start taking advantage of you. People start taking advantage of you. So now it gets worse and worse and worse. And ladies and gentlemen, 4 years working with this client, I went from managing 10 people and 3 websites and apps to 37 websites and apps, 37 websites and apps, and 200 people to manage for this client. That is absolutely insane. That is wild. And guess what? There was no more pay. The pay didn't increase for doing that. The amount of hours increased, the pay didn't increase. Guess what? I didn't say anything. I didn't speak up. Sure, no problem. Sure, no problem. Even though I was falling apart, I wasn't sleeping. My relationships, I didn't have any. They were falling apart. I just continued to take it on and take it on and take it on. And people took advantage of me. Now, I can sit here and I can blame them. Oh, they do this to me. They keep doing this. They keep doing this. No. Eventually, I got so beat down that I lost everything and everyone in my life and had to start over. Had to do it alone and start over because I got so beat down. I had no choice to start to take a look at the wound, from my past, from my childhood. And if you haven't listened to my story podcast, go check it out. You'll know a little bit deeper of what I'm talking about. I had to go look at those things. I had to learn how to speak up for myself. I had to learn to set boundaries and not let people take advantage of me. I had to learn these things and take accountability of my 50%. I allowed them to do those things. I didn't set boundaries and say, no, hey, if I'm taking on more projects, hey, here's the invoice. Right? So that's on me. I didn't say, oh, sorry, can't do that one. No, I just said, sure, bring it on. Sure, bring it on as I'm melting and breaking down over here. Right? So this is just one example from my story on how you're going to get beat down and beat down and beat down until you surrender. And you're going to have situations, people, events, experiences in your life to trigger you, those wounds out of us, to give you a choice to heal. But if you continue to suppress it over and over like you did, at some point you'll have no choice. You'll be forced into it. So this is where our wounds mirror our experiences, right? The people, the places, the situations that come into our life are experiences that are going to mirror our wounds that are going to be triggered to come up, our emotions to come up, to be looked at and to be worked on and to be healed. Hope that makes sense. So it's important for us to find a healthy flow to work on your triggers and healing. We're going to do an activity together that's going to help you identify your wounds and triggers because you're like, probably where I was several years ago, where do I start? What do I do? What does that even mean? I don't even know what to do. I have no idea. Well, I was in that same boat. So we're going to do an activity. You can go ahead and download your workbook, your interactive workbook, where this is all broken down. You can just fill in the blanks. You can do it on the computer. You can download it, print it, fill it in. That really is going to help you make a flow and make a plan for yourself to find healthy ways to deal with your triggers and your healing. So, number one, the key is you've gained an awareness that you're getting triggered by a situation, event, or person. Well, that's simple, right? It's simple. If you have some sort of emotion come up and out that is frustrating, angry at a person, a situation, event, that is a trigger. You're being triggered, right? You're not calm. You're not at peace. You're not like, oh, wow, I'm so sorry. Okay, you know, this person's yelling at you. Okay, let's sit down and talk about it. No, you're getting triggered and fighting and getting angry and going back or retreating, right? Those are triggers. So number one, you gain an awareness of, I have a trigger by situation, event, or person in your life. Okay, so you're getting triggered. Let's use the example I used earlier. Get off the phone with my business partner, they want me to take on a project. I say, sure, and then I'm pissed off about it. And then my partner comes home, asks me to do laundry, and I explode on them. That's my situation. I'm getting triggered. I got triggered by my partner asking me to do laundry. Obviously, it's deeper than that because that's not a huge deal, and I need to figure something out. So that's number one. You gained an awareness that you're getting triggered by a situation, event, or person. Number two, you want to find a healthy way to sit and release the emotions and not displace them on others. So the question is, what are some ways you can release your emotions? So my example, right? Go for a walk. Sit with yourself in private. Journal. Cry. Take a bath. Go do a workout. Go on a bike ride. These are just some of my examples, but you want to go ahead and find out what works for you. What's going to calm you down? Because you don't want to freak out on your partner and yell at them of, laundry, I don't want to do laundry. You don't think I'm tired? I've been working all day, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You just displaced emotions from your past onto your partner. That's not fair. With your friends, coworkers, parents, family, whoever, you don't want to do that. So find a healthy release of your emotions, a healthy way to remove yourself from the situation and just go release it. Okay? Number three, once you've released and calmed down, you want to sit with yourself and identify what actual emotions are you feeling. See, while you're fired up, your partner says something to you, you get triggered, you want to absolutely lay it out on them, you catch yourself, boom, self-awareness, I'm being triggered, hey, I need to go for a walk, can we talk about this later, I just need to go for a walk, boom, I go for a walk, I'm angry, walking fast, after 5-10 minutes, calm down, now you're calm, now once you're calm and you've released that anger, that frustration, now you can sit with yourself and identify what emotions am I actually feeling. Okay, so my example, I'm overwhelmed, I'm mad, I'm frustrated, right? Because once again, I took on a new project, didn't speak up, but I'm overwhelmed and frustrated and have too much going on already. And I just don't want to do it, but I did it anyways. Then my partner said, hey, can you do laundry? Yeah, sure, no problem. Do it anyways. Didn't speak up for myself, right? So go ahead and identify your emotions in the box on your workbook for yourself. Just what is the emotions you're feeling once you're in a calm and peaceful state? Number four, try to identify why you are feeling those emotions. What happened? Okay? So example that we used, my boss called me, asked me to take on a project, or my business partner called me, asked me to take on a project. And then after, I freaked out on my partner when they asked me about laundry. That's what happened. Why was I feeling those emotions? This is what happened. I identify that. I break that down. Number five. Now you want to try to identify the wound by looking for a pattern when those emotions arise. Okay? So you've identified the emotions. You identify what happened to arise those emotions. Now try to look for a pattern. What is a pattern that I get triggered over and over when these emotions arise? Okay? So my example is, I feel frustrated and angry every time I do something someone else wants me to do, but I don't really want to do it, or it inconveniences my life. So I continue to be the yes woman. Say, yeah, sure, I can do that. Yeah, sure. Even though I don't want to do it. Even though I don't want to do it, or I can't take it on, but I still do it because... yeah. So I get frustrated and angry. Now, whether I get frustrated and angry directly at them or at the event or situation or after, some people hold it in, numb it out, and then after are frustrated, sad, angry, whatever the emotions are, okay, it's still a trigger. So try to identify a pattern. And if you can't just yet, that's okay. When the right time arises, it'll click for you, right? Oh, this is a pattern. So if you can't get all of this right now, that's fine. Or later, if you're working on it and just can't do it, when the time is right, it will come up for you. It'll click for you and you will know. Okay? So number six, you want to try to identify the root of the wound. What caused that wound in your past? Okay? What caused that wound in your past? So identify the pattern of emotions and triggers that happen over time in my experiences, people, events, situations. But now I want to find the root cause of this wound in my past. So my example, I felt this emotion over and over again as a kid. I start to reflect, wow, as a kid, I felt this emotion. And every time I spoke up for myself, I was told I was wrong, or I couldn't feel that, or I felt that it caused problems in my household. So I just learned not to speak up. I just said, my opinion, my emotions, my thoughts, they don't matter because it's going to cause problems. So I'm just going to suppress it. Just going to stay quiet. Right? And as that happened over and over and over, I got angrier and angrier inside. And that wound got deeper and deeper and deeper. And it layered and layered and layered throughout my life. These experiences in work environment, in friend environments, in relationship environments, this wound arose itself in different ways. And got deeper and deeper and deeper every time I didn't speak up for myself. Okay? So number 7, what changes can you make to help nurture and heal that wound? Okay, what changes can you make to help nurture and heal that wound? My example, okay, when someone asks me to do something and I don't really want to do it, I'm going to make my time to sit with my emotions, identify them, and then prepare myself to speak up and communicate with the other person. Hey, I'm already working overtime. I have too much on my plate. Plus, I need to have a home life. I'm not going to be able to take on another project at this time. Or, hey, I can take on another project, but I'm going to need to get paid more for it. It's going to be an extra 4 hours a week. I can do it, but I got to get paid for that extra time. Right? So I'm now doing the uncomfortable, because my whole life never spoke up for myself, but people take advantage of me. And because I didn't want to make others feel uncomfortable, right? Or I didn't want to feel uncomfortable if I spoke up. And I let people take advantage of me, right? So now this is going to be uncomfortable. So I'm going to practice preparing myself. When I notice and I gain an awareness that I'm suppressing my thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Okay? So number 8, what I want you to do is create a flow for yourself that you can follow when you get triggered. It's a simple step-by-step plan that you can create that when this trigger arises, you know step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, what to do. So that as situations, events, people's experiences come and trigger you in life, right? You start to have an awareness of, hey, this is happening. This is my trigger. Okay, what's my plan? And you're not going to get it right every time. You're not going to get perfect. You might let it slip by. You did it again. You didn't speak up, but you're aware of it now. Oh, man. Later you realize, I didn't speak up. I should have spoke up when they said this, this, and this. Hey, that's progress alone of you being aware that you didn't speak up. Because next time, you can try to speak up. So it's practice. There's no perfect. There's no once you have a plan, you're going to get it down. Practice. So let's go through an example flow together. Okay? I wrote down step by step for you guys. And you can reference this in your workbook. A plan that you can create for yourself. Okay? Again, it's going to be unique to every single person. So number 1, remove yourself from the situation. I'm going to excuse myself from the environment or conversation. In what way are you going to do that? Okay. 2, find your way of calming down. What is that for you? I'm going to go for a walk. My example, find your way of releasing. I'm going to go journal and cry to release. What's your way of releasing? Next, nurture yourself with self-love. I need a bath. I need to recharge my energy, whatever that is for you, to nurture yourself, to recharge. And then sit with your change. What's your change? Well, I need to speak up for myself. It's my change. Next, an awareness of, did I displace my emotions on something or someone else? Yeah, I freaked out on my partner when they asked me to do the laundry. I exploded on them because I was exhausted. I didn't want to do it. And I didn't speak up. I said, sure. Then I was mad at them. Remember, it's not your partner's fault. They asked you to do the laundry and you didn't communicate. So it's important that if you did displace your emotions on something or someone else, that you go communicate to that person. Just remember, it's a trigger of your own wound. It's not their fault. So you go communicate, hey, I'm sorry, I'm just going through some things. If you want to share what those are, sure. Next, plan your change. I'm going to go tell my boss that I can take on 4 hours a week more for payment. Great. You planned your change. Next, create a conscious reminder or mantra for yourself. Hey, I'm going to speak my truth no matter what someone else thinks or feels. And I'm going to repeat that mantra to myself over and over and over until it becomes an unconscious habit that it just happens. I don't even have to think about it over, but that takes practice and time. And next, find support or a community that can support you on your journey. Okay? You don't have to do this alone. Find someone that supports you. Find a community. We have a community, Love for the Soul community, that you can join and be part of like-minded people that are all on a journey to just get some support, some love in your ups and your downs. Okay? So now go out there and do that thing. Go do that thing. You've got this. So remember your 10-step trigger flow or plan. 1, remove yourself from the situation. 2, find your way of calming down. 3, find your way of releasing. 4, nurture yourself with self-love. 5, sit with your change. 6, did I displace my emotions on someone else or something else? 7, plan your change. 8, create a conscious reminder or mantra for yourself. 9, find support or a community that can help you on your journey. And 10, go out there and do that thing. Just remember, this is going to be uncomfortable. Healing is uncomfortable. It's going to be scary because you're doing the things that scared you in the past that you didn't want to do, and now you're doing them. Your wounds are getting triggered. They're getting poked at. And when you've tried this in the past, it didn't work. But you're going to be okay. It's going to take practice. And you now have self-awareness of a pattern that you're carrying, emotions that you're carrying. So you can try to catch yourself when those triggers arise. And you can work on making that change over time with practice. There is no wound too small. There is no judgment. Do not compare yourself to other people's wounds or stories. Your wounds are your own. And there's nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed of. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not going to get it perfect the first time or every time. There is no perfection. Meaning that you may know what your change is, but you might not do it the first time or some of the times. It's okay. Just the fact that you have self-awareness of a wound and the change, that is progress. So give yourself credit because this isn't easy, but you've got this. So understand that our wounds will mirror our experiences. The people, the situations, the events in our life will trigger us to show us what needs to be healed. So find a healthy flow that works for you, your triggers, and your healing. And remember, you do not have to do this alone. Feel free to join our Love for the Soul community. You've got this. Thank you for tuning in. Have no fear. Love for the Soul is here. New episodes release every week on Tuesdays at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If this episode resonated with you in any way, we would love for you to leave a review below. You can download free interactive workbooks that go with each Love for the Soul podcast episode. So go ahead and click the link below and click free preview. You can also join our free Discord community where you will get guidance and support on your journey. You don't have to do it alone. And last, follow us on social media. I'd love to be a part of your story, sending you love wherever you are in the world.